You're listening to SBS News.
The Maori community in Melbourne's west issues a challenge to racism. Tyson Tuala, a Maori man living in Australia since 2011, says he's frequently denied entry to public venues because of his size and his cultural tattoos, but in 10 years he's never reported it.
In my experience, you know, it's not a big deal to us, you know, we just like, you know, we see it so often it almost becomes normal. Yeah, which is a worrying aspect.
New research is showing it's a norm many are dealing with. The Victoria University survey found 64% of respondents had experienced racism or a member of their household had in the last 12 months, but only 13% had reported it. The report found the main reason for keeping silent was that they felt nothing would change as a result, or there could be negative backlash. Tyson Tuala says some are willing to overlook the racist incidents for the opportunity Australia has given them.
We're just really grateful to be here. You know, the country of Australia, the city of Melbourne, we're grateful that we can have an opportunity to come here and be given access to, you know, sometimes a much better life than we had at home.
This kind of gratitude kept Shemsia Wakawaritu from reporting the group who told her and her daughter, go back to where you came from.
You know, to me, the best thing to do was just to be quiet and just leave. So we did, we just left, and then I was just keep telling her, you know, kind of telling her about my own experience, my own country's experience, and I was just trying to tell her about, you know, how much this country gave me.
Singled out for the colour of her skin or her religious dress, she says it's a problem many Muslim women face on a daily basis.
But the more struggle is when you feel again, there's nothing you can do about it. When you feel, there's no place that you can take those problems to. And, you know.
Victoria University and Wyndham has launched what they call an Australian-first local anti-racism network. It aims to upskill local community organisations to help more people speak out, access services and put incidents of racism on the record. Victoria University's Dr. Mario Poika says the breadth of racism in Australia is unknown as it's widely unreported.
Part of the problem we have with under-reporting that we don't really know the scope of racism in a society, so we can't tell whether it has changed significantly.
The more that's known, he says, the more that can be done to prevent it.
Then we can develop more tailored and specific anti-racism programs, intervention programs, bystander racism training, all different things. The police can increase patrolling if there's a certain park, for example, where it keeps happening.
The research showed the vast majority of people who reported incidents of racism say they didn't receive the support they'd been hoping for, and over half said they'd be less likely to report it again. The new anti-racism network is designed to not just facilitate more reporting, but provide culturally appropriate support. Wyndham Community and Education Centre Polly Kianga says involving community will be key to the network's success.
We are able to go to and nominate the agents where there are people we know, where the people who speak our language, where we think we are able to tell our story and that person is going to be able to listen to us.
They're hoping to address a problem too often ignored, not just in Melbourne's west, but across all of Australia. Abby Dinham, SBS News.